Well, you're still up with Matthew Simpson. Matthew is a graduate of Oxford University, and he's a founder member of VAERS, the Voice for Ethical Research and Oxford. Oxford University insiders who have had the courage to stand up and say that what their university is doing is wrong. So please welcome Matthew.
Yay!
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah!
Good! Yes, I know Oxford well. It's a beautiful city. But the most beautiful view in Oxford is the one I'm looking at now. Now, you know well that some of the greatest of Oxford students and professors have spoken against the reception. I've mentioned them to you. Samuel Johnson, John Henry Newman, John Ruskin, Lewis Carroll, C.S. Lewis, and many others. In fact, there's an Oxford tradition against the reception. And I said, the speech is part of that tradition, and therefore belongs in Oxford. And so I begin by taking you not welcome to Oxford, but welcome home to Oxford. Welcome home to Oxford. Because what we have here is not speak versus Oxford University, though it may seem like that. No. What we have is a whole history of humane thought versus one particular vicious and dirty practice called vivisection, which now means to set up house in that building down there. And so, I rather wonder about this word, defect. It's a good university word. And the organisation called VAERO, which I belong to, does promote discussion and debate within the university, and it's necessary to do that. But all the time, I wonder what that really is to defend. You may know that speak was here in this street on Christmas Day, and that's an especially good day to see speak in Oxford, not just because the laboratory animals do not get holidays, and they need remembering on that day at least as much as every other day, but also because that is the birthday of the man who once and for all time provided an answer to the question, is it all right for the strong to exploit the weak?
Yeah, yeah.
And the answer which he gave, and which has been given by every feeling and thinking person ever since, is no, no, no! As far as I'm concerned, that's the end of the debate on this subject. And now I would like to say something about another person in that Oxford tradition. He was the man who led the great campaign in the 1880s against the university's first physiology laboratory. His name was Edward Nicholson. He was Bondage Librarian, the head of the University Library. And I'll read out to you the very short creed on which he based that campaign. It comes in a circular which he printed and distributed round the university in 1883. Animals have the same natural rights of life and liberty as ourselves. And for the and for the same reason that these rights are the necessary outcome of a capacity to feel pleasure and pain. Well, after a while, the Vice Chancellor of the University spoke to Edward Nicholson and warned him to stop the campaign, saying that it would harm the Bodleian Library and Nicholson's own career if he went on with it. Here are the words which Edward Nicholson wrote to the Vice Chancellor in reply. Dear Mr. Vice Chancellor, it will be a satisfaction to me if you will allow me to make quite clear to you my feelings and intentions in regard to the matter which you spoke of this morning. If the university was able and willing to compel me to resign my office on account of my action, I should take that action just the same. On a matter of principle, I feel as strongly as it is possible to feel. And so I consider it a duty from which I cannot deviate for one moment to do all I can to advance the practice of vivisection in Oxford. That's what Edward Nicholson wrote. You can see why I want this man remembered and honoured and emulated in Oxford. I wish I had time to tell you more about him and about his heroic campaign. He gave a whole Oxford generation a lesson in ethics which it was impossible for them to forget. But they didn't act upon it. And that's the point about this Oxford history. It's not just a bit of the past. It's unfinished business right here in the present. And we're here to get it finished. Speak is giving Oxford University that same lesson in ethics that Edward Nicholson gave. But this time, the lesson will go on, day after day after day, until the day when it is acted upon. And vivisection takes its dirty presence out of this university and into the oblivion where it belongs. Yeah!